Marshal General. I was wounded a few days ago. It's painful, but not dangerous. I would be shamed did I not welcome such visitors myself. And you want no advice on it? Very well. But, my lord, we came to help, and if you spend your strength on hospitality, we are a burden, not help at all. She took another spoonful of soup. I would eat cobbles, were they hot like this. But this is good soup. You wonder, you say, why, in asking for a marshal's aid, you got the marshal general. I was in Varela, having been called to a meeting with the prince and regency council. She drank some more soup and poured herself a mug of sib. Then your message came, mentioning Akria, and traitors, and a possible invasion of orcs. It seemed enough. The council was concerned already about your holdings here. I don't know why. She looked at the duke, who sipped his own mug of sib and said nothing. I did not, of course, read them your message, but I thought it would ease their minds to know I was coming. Arcalan came into the room, followed by the other captains. The duke looked up. Marshal General, Arcalan said, we have stabled all your mounts and assigned the rest of your party room in the barracks. Is that satisfactory? Entirely, she said. Two of them are new with us, and it will be well for them to see barracks life. They're noble sons, and convinced we stint them by assigning only single rooms rather than suites. Arcalan grinned. Two of them did try to tell me something about their birth, but I didn't have time to listen. Good. Don't. While I'm glad to see the fellowship of Gerd expand, and as Marshal General, I can't pass up a single blade, I often wish the nobly born would spend a few years of their youth where no one knew their birth. We do our best to knock some of it out of them, but as Pox knows, we don't entirely succeed. Pox found herself laughing. She had wondered what it would be like to see the Marshal General again, and had not looked forward to it. Even though she knew she was cured, she anticipated an awkward meeting and difficult explanations, but this was easy. The Marshal General looked at her, as did the others. Poxenarian, I find it hard to believe what I see. Yet by Gerd's gift, you are more than merely healed. Will you tell us someday how this happened?
Indeed, I would be glad to, said Pox, but parts of it I don't clearly understand myself.
I sense great gifts awakening in you, if not already come, said Amberian. Are you still a follower of Gerd?
Pox nodded. I am not forsworn, Sir Paladin. I gave my oath to Gerd in the hall of Finn Paneer, and by that oath I stand, but much has happened that I did not anticipate, or you, I think, foresee. The Marshal General's eyes glittered with tears.
Poxenarian, however you were healed, and by what power of good, matters not to me. We are all glad to see you so. We had all grieved over your loss. Gerd witnessed that if you had turned to Falk or Camwyn and received healing there, I would be as glad and would not condemn you for changing your allegiance. It was my error, not Gerd's, that led you into great peril, and in the end near killed you. I am not mean enough to begrudge any healing.
But, Pox began delicately, the powers I have, and some have come, did not come with your dedication at the hall.
We have not all forgotten how paladins began, said Amberian quickly. The power comes from the High Lord. If he has lent it to the training orders from time to time, that does not bind it there. If Gerd spoke to you directly...
He looked a question at her. Pox looked from one face to another.
I have not told anyone, not even the Duke, the whole story.